Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Glenn Wilson, CEO for Capimmune Incorporated, which trades on the OTCQB, ticker symbol TPIV. Thanks for joining us today there, Glenn.
Thanks. Good morning, Juan.
Good day. So starting off, our last interview was back in February of this year. Could you go over some recent updates there? You just put out a TPIV 200 update and had a license agreement with the Mayo Clinic.
Sure, happy to. Yeah, I think we've made significant progress since we last spoke, in particular with the start of phase two clinical trials for TPIV 200. We're now in the clinic and have actually treated the first patient for our own studies on TPIV 100. That's a multi-center study sponsored by ourselves, and it's to look at the effect of dose and a boost strategy. So we'll be looking at immune responses and overall disease progression in that study. It's an 80-patient study. The second study that's also started is the combination study, the collaboration that we have with AstraZeneca, the study that's being done at Memorial Sloan Kettering in New York. That's looking at the combination of TPIV 200 and AstraZeneca's checkpoint inhibitor, durvalumab, in ovarian cancer patients that have become resistant to standard of care, such as platinum therapy. That started, and the first patient has already been treated there, I understand. The paperwork for the study at the Mayo Clinic that's sponsored by the Department of Defense is progressing with the internal review boards, and that's scheduled to start third quarter this year. Importantly, we're planning to do another study in ovarian cancer since we received fast track designation for TPIV as maintenance therapy in platinum sensitive patients, which is standard of care. And I think that offers us a real possibility to fast track the program, as the name implies, and to go back to the FDA with data as we see it. And as we announced recently that with our other vaccine, TPIV-110, the HER2 new vaccine, we completed the license agreement with the Mayo Clinic. We previously had an option to license, and we exercised that. And so that product is being taken through the formulation manufacturing upgrade to give us essentially a commercial formulation. And we're planning a number of phase two studies with that, starting probably early next year. We'll be talking to the FDA about the plans, and we'll ultimately file an IND. And we'll actually be putting out news on that as we go along. So all the clinical work is progressing well. On the preclinical side, our in-house developed DNA plasmid technology, which we call Polystart, received the first patent allowances from the U.S. Patent Office, and we're taking that now into the national phases, different countries around the world. We're very excited about that. It's a major achievement to get the major claims allowed, and we file divisionals to get additional claim sets, or very specific claim sets. And we're taking that through preclinical work to be able to put that into the clinic along with our other products sometime next year. So I think, Juan, we've seen considerable progress, and we're excited about what the future is.
Well, great, Glenn. And so you've been presenting at some investment conferences here lately. as you continue to speak with the financial community, you know, first off, what are some of the drivers, key drivers you're sharing with them, and what are some of the key drivers that you wish perhaps they better understood about you guys?
Well, I think the key driver here is our positioning within the what is essentially the hottest space in biotech. That's the immunotherapy or immuno-oncology space, and I think that's developing very rapidly. We're seeing significant results now from the checkpoint inhibitors, such as the one with durvalumab that we're working with AstraZeneca. We believe that the vaccine approach that we have is leading the field and will ultimately be used in either as a standalone or in combination with some of these other products. So I think there's an overall realization that, you know, we're well positioned in this field, and the feedback we've had from the conferences has been very, very good. You know, we're still behind the eight ball in the market, but, you know, in terms of our valuation, but that's something that provides an opportunity for people to get into this exciting space with a very promising company.
Certainly. So what are some of the other key goals and milestones that you're hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next 6 to 12 months?
Well, getting our current clinical programs, the recruitment completed, and the other programs up and running. We'll also be looking at the follow-up data from our phase one studies in both HER2-new breast cancer and in ovarian and breast cancer, to look at how those patients are doing. And I think that'll be a very interesting work. We'll be looking at new constructs for the Polystar technology, and incorporating them into a national initiative in development of breast cancer vaccines. You know, I think we'll be looking at the regulatory filing and the clinical plans for our TPIV-110. So I think there's a lot of stuff on the plate that will give us some significant milestones over the next 6 to 12 months.
Well, great. So once again, joining us today is Glenn Wilson, CEO for TAP Immune Incorporated, which trades on the OTCQB, ticker symbol TPIV. Currently trading at 51 cents a share. Market cap is about 62 million. And before we conclude, Glenn, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good investment opportunity today?
Well, I think it's a combination. We have leading technology license from the Mayo Clinic, great results in phase one, entering phase two, and, you know, we're literally in one of the hottest spaces in biotech pharmaceutical industry. We believe immunotherapy is going to be the standard of care for cancer. You know, and we're looking to make cancer a disease rather like HIV/AIDS was, where it was an acute disease, life-threatening, and it has the potential with treatments like we have to become a chronic treatable disease. So I think we're looking at positioning ourselves and have positioned ourselves as one of the leading companies. And as we mentioned, we're undervalued, so we think it's a great investment opportunity.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And we'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us again, Glenn, and update our investor audience on TPIV. It's always good to have you on.
Thanks very much, Juan. It's my pleasure.